Right, b'siyata d'shmaya, so we're in the real nitty-gritty of Hilchos Muktzah that have a lot of different technical details that are to know Hilchos Muktzah. We got to go through them, even though they're not necessarily as conceptual, although they probably, if one works on them hard enough, I'm sure there's a lot of lumdus that we're not going to touch on. Mir Tashem, we're going to continue with the Hagdoras Kli that we spoke about last time, that nitty-gritty. Then we'll get to Halacha L'maisa, what we did not get to last time, in terms of practical examples of those things that start out as a Kli and lose their identity as a Kli. We'll speak about a little bit more about Kelim that break, particularly Muktzah Machmas Klisar and Kis, that breaks, that all of this emerges from, a lot of it, by the way, from Magen Avraham. So we're going to spend a lot of time on Magen Avraham in our simon. Usually when you're getting into the nitty-gritty, you got to go through the Magen Avraham. And then we're going to discuss Yichud Kli. In other words, as opposed to kelim that are breaking or being thrown out, we're going to talk about taking items that are not utensils and then turning them into utensils. How do you turn them into utensils halachically? So that's b'siyata d'shmaya, our agenda for today. Okay. The Magen Avraham in Sifkaton Yud Zayin has an interesting chidush, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkaton Lamed Beis. The Magen Avraham says as follows, continuing with what we had learned last time, that a kli, of course, that is a kli that is ro'ui, and on Shabbos you throw it out. So we saw from the Chazon Ish last time that doesn't make the kli muktzah. Bein Hashmashos is a critical factor. And Magen Avraham is going to keep on coming back to that point of what was the status of the Kli during Bein Hashmashos. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham at the end of in Sif, if I said Yutes, I apologize. We can get to Yutes. Sifkaton Yud Zayin. He comments on the language of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says as follows, Chatichas cheres shenishbara b'chol, if you have a clay utensil that broke during the week, mikli, v'ru'i l'chasas b'kli, mutl l'talcha, as long as it, even though it broke on Erev Shabbos, as long as it's ro'ui to be used as a kli, so then you'll be allowed to mitalcha. So Magen Avraham says, but what happens if it broke on Shabbos? So as I alluded to before, then on Bein Hashmashos, it was a kli that was rotwi lekach. He says, "Vuhu adin shnishper b'Shabbos k'moshe kasev siv zayin el denokat bechol mishum seifa the zarka l'ba'ashav odiyam dim zarka b'Shabbos shari l'tarkala kivan shebein Hashmashos hayetoras kli halal." And he quotes this from the Darkei Moshe, the kach kasev abach. Interestingly, de lo kahabes Yosef. Shekasav the nishbar b'Shabbos asal etaltla elam kain hu ro'ui l'melachta rishona. So there's a machlokus between the Beis Yosef and all poskim, and here I say all poskim because the Mishnah Berurah, as I mentioned, Sifkat and Lama Beis is going to be machriya, that if you have a kli that broke on Shabbos, so then in such a case, as long as it's ro'ui for some melacha, then it's going to be mutter. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Lamed Beis. He says as follows, Shenishbar b'chol, v'hu adin shenishbar b'Shabbos, even if it breaks on Shabbos, as long as it's roi l'chatzos b'kli, so the halacha is that it's going to be mutter l'talcha. However, there's no problem. And he says, v'imzarka b'Shabbos shar l'talcha fil ki shenishbar b'od yom, Kivan shebein hashmashos hayadayin al shever toras kli. As long as by bein hashmashos it was okay, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. The Beis Yosef is a hard sheet to understand. The Chura, he's right. The Magen Avraham and all the other poskim are right that it should be nikba bein hashmashos. So in terms of quantifying and qualifying how this works, so if you take a look in your booklet, there's a very important Tehila L'David. The Tehila David in Sifkat and Tes quotes his Magen Avraham, and first of all, he's going to conceptualize very well. Maybe this is not just the nitty-gritty, also to get into some of the conceptualization. He's going to conceptualize very, very well what Bein HaShmashos does and what Bein HaShmashos doesn't, And we're going to come back to another application of this in another half hour. So says the Tilodov, V'ayim b'magen Avram sifkatin yud zayim, dimzarka b'shah b'shar l'tartala, kivan shebein ashmashos ha'yitaros kli'alea. So even if you threw it into the garbage, if it broke on Shabbos, it's not going to be a problem, because by Bein HaShmashos, it was okay. Sifkatan Tes, it starts Kasam Magad Machaber in the Tila David. And he points out that this makes a lot of sense, and the Beis Yosef is difficult. V'hi Gemar Mefureshes. It's a Beferesh Gemar on Kuf Chaf Heyam and Alf. As long as Bein HaShmashos, it was Ro'ui, even if you throw it in to the garbage, it's going to be Mutter. And then he adds, V'tzarech L'das. The hashivrei kalim shenishbaru b'Shabbos ve'enos emei malach asurim b'tilful. But wait a second. The halacha is that if you have something that broke, as the mechaber says at the end of Siv Zayin, and it's not ra'uy for any usage, so then in such a case, then I don't care what it was on Bein HaShmashos. So the Tila David is pointing out we have two different levels. We have a level in which Bein HaShmashos is important. But Bein HaShmashos is going to validate an item and make it ro'ui l'kach only if it's an item which broke on Shabbos but could be used for another type of malacha. However, he says, if it broke on Shabbos and it can't be used for any malacha, so then in such a case, we don't care what happens on Bein HaShmashos. So he's mazbir v'tzarech lomar dafka dorish nishtana gufo v'hashto lo chazi havin muktza. He says that there are two different levels that we're discussing. Number one is talking about the bala bayis that makes it muktza by throwing it into the garbage. So then it depends. It depends on when he threw it in the garbage. If he threw it in the garbage on Erev Shabbos, and he's, whatever he is, an usher or an ani, he's the bala bayis. Let's go to the first day of the Mishnah Berurah v'Amevin Yavin. So then in such a case, he's going to be koveya the din of the chayfetz. That's because on Bein HaShmashos, it's already sitting in the garbage. However, if we're talking about an instance where Bein HaShmashos passed, the kli was okay, and then it broke. So now, if on Shabbos, the kli is not usable for anything, so then that's also going to be muktzah. But what happens if the kli was ra'uy on Bein HaShmashos, and then the balabayis throws it into the garbage after it broke on Shabbos itself? So then in such an instance, you have the din that by Bein HaShmashos, it was a kli that was fine, and the change that took place was only the way the balabayis was miyaches to it. So if the change is only the way the balabayis is miyaches to it, so then in such a case, then it's not going to be muktzah. Dahainu, that the din of Migudis Katsoi Bein HaShmashos is a din in terms of the way the balabayis relates to it. So if the balabayis threw it in on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case, then it's going to be considered a muktzah. However, if the item is no longer usable on Shabbos, then it doesn't make a difference how the balabayis was miyaches to it. V'tzarech lomar, again in the Tila David, the dafka darshan ishtana gufa v'hashlo chazi ar muktzah. And he brings interesting raya. What is the classic example of muktzah machmas gufay? Groy groy svitzi muktzah, aside from an even. The Gemara often refers to it, muktzah machmas gufay, as groy groy svitzi muktzah. Groy groy svitzi muktzah are what goes into the muktzah. Muktzah is a noun. Muktzah means the area that was set aside. It was a place where you put what you set aside. So nowadays we think of a machsan. So where you set aside things. So once upon a time, people had much less items. They owned less things. They used the muktzah, an area to put away food that they wanted to dry, or food that they wanted to bake in the sun. So the muktzah is that you put the grogros vitzimukim in the muktzah, and then it is not edible. What happens? Let's say you put the grapes, Erev Shabbos, into the muktzah. So when it comes to Bein HaShmashos, there could be that the grapes were still edible. But by over Shabbos, then the grapes become inedible. So here, that's muktzah. Grogos and simukim is muktzah. So points out the Tila L'David, by Bein HaShmashos, it was ra'ui. It was ra'ui l'achila. Nevertheless, it's considered muktzah. Why? It becomes muktzah because Shabbos morning, it's entirely inedible. It takes 5 days to become raisins. So Shabbos morning, it's already inedible. So if Shabbos morning it becomes inedible, so then you're going to be stuck. So again, it's Achlom Dafki Dabshin Tan Gufa Hashlo Chazal Muktzah. V'dumi D'Gros V'Simukin Shoyeruim Bein HaShmashos V'Achakach Neskalts kalkala dahave muktza. Skip a line. Aval hecha de lo talui rak bedaito kiman shay daito la bein hashmashos mutla tatla afshe beemtza shabbos yisich daito imenu. But when it, the din of bein hashmashos is just a question of whether the person was mesiach das from it. So you have two dinim. Bein hashmashos is going to define in terms of hesach hadas. But then if the chayfetz is not roy on Shabbos, then of course it's going to be mukza. So that's a beautiful Hezra the Tila Dov that puts together a lot of different things that we've seen up until now based on this Magen Avram that the Mishnah Brura in Lamed Beis and in the Shaar HaTzion points out that we don't paskin like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef was more machmir and the lumdus of the Beis Yosef will be very different and we'll leave that for now. Okay. In regards to items that are disposable items. So let's take a look at different items and see where do they fall into the category of muktzah. In other words, asuke shmaitza aliba de hilchas alamaisa. So in the tikkunim in miluim in chelak gimel in the old edition of Shmir Shabbos Kilfasa, where is it on perek on ha'ara on perek tes ha'ara yud aleph? Reb Shlomo Zalman discussed milk bags. He says, "Ula achar shehasakit nitrokna legamri me'achalav, mistaber shenasa muktza." It makes sense that it becomes muktza. In other words, it becomes like grogros v'tzimukim. It has absolutely no purpose. So the fact that bein hashmashos was roi is not going to be important. It has no purpose. V'lachein imrotza lezarku lahachnis acheres. So if you want to throw out and put in another bag, you have to go with the jug, the plastic pitcher. L'makom sherotze sham lizrok l'naro osam mehamecha. You have to be tiltul min hatzad, do tiltul min hatzad, l'tzorech davar hamotar. Then he asks, what about bitul kli mechano? And he says that that's not going to be a problem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin that when it, that not only do you have items like grogers at simukim that can enter the state, but even sakiot rekiot will also follow. What about food? Food that was ra'ui on Shabbos and then gets thrown out. So all we have we don't have very much from the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura and Sifkata Nun Aleph that we made reference to before, the Imzarka La'ashba just said that once it's thrown into the garbage, it's batal miyos kli. It's no longer a kli. And then he introduced the idea of machzela shlema, that if you throw a full kli into the garbage, so then we say batal daito etzel kol adam. That we discussed last time, that's a din mechetza as opposed to the ownership of the bialim that we discussed previously. So how do you look at food? Food that was thrown into the garbage. Is food thrown in the garbage come muktzah? Now, the implications of the shaila we're not going to get to. The implications are far, far reaching because of the halachos of buses. That if we're going to, Mir Tzeshem, discuss that it's possible that the garbage could become a buses. So we're not discussing buses now. We're setting ourselves up in terms of eventually discussing halachos of buses. So over here, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Chaf, Sifkatan Tzadi Aleph, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman again, being machmir. He starts out, here's a case of where Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is makel in the body of the text, and in the footnote, he is machmir. He says, let's take a look at Chav Zayin in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Vivrei Meichel, Afim Zarkal Asher Bol Yom. So food is edible. Now, I know food is gross when it falls into the garbage. That's gross. Once upon a time, that was a way a person survived. One of my mother's cousins saw my father's uncle in Auschwitz, and he saw him eating garbage, taking food out of the garbage, a little bit of food. And my mother's cousin knew, my son is named after this cousin of my mother, and he said to him, don't eat the garbage, he said, because there's a lot of disease in the garbage. And he said, my wife and children are gone. I don't have much to go up to live for. Yeah, that was the last, I think, that people, last that people saw him. Nachzor l'inyaneinu, over here, when it comes to food, so a lot of food is edible that's in the garbage. A lot of food is edible. So food that's edible, l'chura should not be mukza. Ostensibly, it's not mukza. So Shmir Shabbos Kilosa says, Divrei Meichel, Afim Zarka la'ashma v'odiyom, it's thrown into the garbage, Ein harei ein ma'sezem, vatel mishul Meichel, v'hem mutar b'tiltel. This ma'isa is not mevatel, because it's mutar b'tiltel. In Ha'ara Tzadi Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted as being mafnir. The Yitachen Sha'amaychol Nimas Im Zrikasol Ashba Ukvar Emotzi Nosam Misham Mashein Ken Lagabe Kli. There's a difference between taking food is mamish nimas maus. Only in extreme conditions will people eat food. And in regards to kli, so then a kli, you clean it off. And Shapi Yotzeinu Haniyim Misham, and therefore the halacha would be that it's mutter. Yes.
That's a milk bag question. What about a milk carton? You were saying we have to like shake out the milk bag from the container.
Right.
What about just a carton of milk? Why can you hold that?
Right. Now that's an interesting question, because the milk carton is a little better, because milk cartons people use, in theory. In my days, still we used to cut the milk carton in half. We used to make a pencil holder out of it for Father's Day, but. But the point is, it's very, very hard to construct a usage of a milk bag. So it could be that there's a big difference between the two.
So you'd say like the myriad of people that might use a milk carton.
Right. Remember, a kli is not necessarily defined what most
people... Yeah, but most kelim are defined. Like when we were discussing it last year, like that was the small niche of things that are sort of subjective.
Right.
But most mukta items are defined as kelim.
Right, there is batel da'ita etzel kol adam. Right. I'm asking. I hear what you're saying. It's interesting. I hear what you're saying. If you would want to argue that a milk carton, you also have to be mafmir. I hear. A plastic bottle, you for sure would agree, is not, right? Right? Even though, interestingly, most, if you examine to the chagrin of the environment, if you examine what percentage of them are actually reused, it's probably a very, very small amount of them. So Yesh Laden, where do you draw the line? It's a fair question. I'm not familiar. If anybody sees posting that discuss, you know, where you draw the line on it, I don't have an answer to that question.
And what about any time you have like a plate on the table or something like that?
We'll get there. We'll get there, Mir Sesha. I hope we'll get there. Right. Okay. So that's in regards to food. I'm leaving the plates and so on for last. I'm going to keep the easier topics or the more straightforward topics first, and then the easier ones later. What about a button that falls off? What would one say about a button? So here, there is a tshuva from Ramesha. Ramesha is Machmir. And somewhere in the Shmir Shabbos, he is Mekel. Did I photocopy that Shmir Shabbos for you? The Shmir Shabbos is in Tesvav Samachet. I was not sure if I photocopied that for you. Let's see. No, I don't think. No, I don't have that. So in Tesvav Samachet, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa says that a button is technically not Muktzah because it could be reused. However, if you take a look on the back of the Ketzos HaShulchan, in the Igros Moshe and Chelek Hey, Ramesha paskin differently. He says, Kol HaKaftorim HaVeli Mukza, De'ein HaDerech B'zman HaZer Lotzur Al Pit Sulkusak B'Kaftor, V'lav Dafka L'din Delistin, V'lo Don L'din Delistin Isfarek, V'vedelis Islay La'adel Seiz Ati Tashmish. He says, a button has absolutely no, that falls off, is has no tishmish. Has no usage. Once upon a time, a kaftar might have been used to close a bottle, but today it's not, and therefore it's going to be considered muksa. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara is that a button will often be used to reapply to the garment that it fell off of. Ramesh is pointing out that often it's not. So again, Ravelli, it would be nice if someone give us a magic bullet over here. What exactly is, where do you draw the line? How do you give the percentages of, assuming one could even assess the percentages How do you do that? It seems to me by the Psakim from Rav Shlomo Zalman that we've had up until now, that Rav Shlomo Zalman is going like this. As long as there are some people who reuse that kli, some type of miyud hamatsui, so then that would be enough. And then, like you're pointing out, the milk carton, is that a miyud hamatsui? Is that not? That's a fair question. Okay, so those are relatively easy instances to discuss. A very interesting shaila is discussed by the Ksais HaShulchan. Ksais HaShulchan, of course, is Rav Avraham Chaim Noah. If you take a look the page before in your booklet, so he discusses what is the status of a watch that stopped working. So is that considered Muktzah Machnas Gufo? So he says like this. This is in Ha'ara Gimel, in the Badei HaShulchan. There was a sefer written before Rav Avraham Cohn called Badei HaShulchan. That's Rav Ram Chaim Noah's Ha'aros. He says, I underlined it over there on page Yuches, Vim Amar HaMoreh Shos Miluleches Mutter Gam Kei Metiltel. If the watch stops, then you're allowed to continue using it. And he quotes in the name of Achronim. It sounds like, because the watch is still a kli, it's just not functioning. It's not functioning. What he's talking about is wind-up watches. The watches that used to wind up, and then it stops. So it's just not doing its previous function, but it still is a kli. But then he adds something interesting. He says, "V'dafkin pasak lelechus mnei shenigmar zman arichasav." That's only if it stopped because it needs to be rewound. Avlan pasak halichasav machmas eiz a kilkul. But if it stopped due to it breaking, mitzadeid. I'm not sure who he's quoting from. To have a muktza machmas gufo. It might be, no, it can't. It won't be Rav Shlomo Zalman. But I think it's the Minchas Chinuch in his sefer. He calls it Minchas Chinuch has his sefer because he quotes it early. Kachos Minchas Chinuch Shabbosof. I think the Minchas Chinuch called his parish on Shabbos something else. I'm not positive. Either way, if it's broken, he says the halacha is you have to be machner. So to me, this is a chiddush. It's an interesting chiddush. He's saying like this. He's saying once it's broken, so then, even if it could be fixed, then it loses its identity as a kli. In contrast to when it just stops, then it doesn't lose its identity as a kli. One could be mefakbe. One could say that the watch is still a watch, whether it's working or whether it's not. For example, if it was an expensive watch, then people would continue wearing it. But he's assuming once it's broken. Then in such a case, it would lose its shame click. What would he say? Bisman Azef, it needs a new battery. Is that already considered muktzah machmas gufo? A little bit unclear. So Yotze Midrei, how would we take this apart? So I would take it apart the following way. I would say that for sure, if we're talking about a watch that stopped, so then in such a case, it's still considered a kli. A watch that's broken, it would seem to me that depends on whether the person would wear it. As whether people would wear it as a watch, as jewelry. So if we're talking about an expensive watch, so then in such a case, then it's still functioning as a kli. If it wouldn't be worn as a piece of jewelry, so then it's hard to imagine what would the heter be, unless it has some other function. So for example, if it's a watch that could still work as a calculator, so then, in such a case, normally, if it wasn't Shabbos, a person might continue to use it. So then it's still considered a kli, unless you have the chumra kli shem lachdol is, so that has no purpose on Shabbos. But the pashtus, then it would be considered a kli. That would be the way I would take apart this shaila. Yes,
Jacob. I heard the shaila by carrying also in places in Noir.
Correct.
Like Brooklyn,
right.
Because I heard that they say the same thing. If you're going to wear it as jewelry.
Correct. It would be mutter. Right. Interestingly, my father Shlita doesn't have a lot of chumras, but he told me from his day in yeshiva, in Chicago and in Baltimore, that the minhag of the bachurim was to take off their watches. In both Chicago and in New York, they weren't eruvim, so the minhag was to take off their watches, even watches that were working. The minhag was to take off watches. I don't know if that's what my father told me. Okay, so that's in regards to the more straightforward. More straightforward shilas. Where it gets tricky is what Eli alluded to before, and here Rav Shlomo Zalman was quite makel previously. Here Rav Shlomo Zalman's quite machmir, and ad kedei kach that I don't I'm not sure I understand the Ad Asof, the Svara of the Grand Rebbe. In the Dirshu Mishabura, they collect very, very well the different shitos of Kelim Chad Pamim. If you have disposable utensils, so what's that halacha? So actually, I have a few of these Bar Mikomos at home, but I didn't have them in yeshiva. So Reb Nissim Karelitz, the letter that Reb Shlomo Zalman sent to the Ma'ora Shabbos, unfortunately both of them, maybe Reb Nissim Karelitz is on. We do have the yeshiva? I'm not sure. But either way, it's not in the booklet, so I just photocopied the Dirshu. And they quote as follows. They say, 45 disposable items, like empty bottles that were thrown into the garbage. Reb Nissim, in other words, thrown into the garbage even on Erev Shabbos. Reb Nissim Karelitz says that they're not mukza. And he says the same apply to napkins that could be used. If they're thrown into the garbage, you're not considered mukza. And they quote that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was machmir in his letter to the Ma'ora Shabbos. Remind me, I have that safer at home. I could try to bring it in. That it's considered mukza the moment in which it will be thrown out. In other words, even before you throw it out. In other words, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, it's no different than, as we saw from the Tila L'David, an item that broke. Once the item breaks, so then in such a case, then it loses its identity as an item. And so here there's halachic breakage. The halachic breakage is that it's not going to be usable anymore. That's what they quote over here from Reb Shlomo Zalman. To me, it sounded like a very, very big chiddush to say that things that people generally throw out or often throw out that are disposable, automatically they're not going to be considered a kli. As I said to Ellie before, a disposable bottle, it's true that most of them are thrown out, but people reuse it. A napkin, even if it's in the garbage, what did we learn? That if the Bailam throw it into the garbage, that's not enough. We learned, that was our hakdama, we learned that it has to be, as long as, if they threw it in the garbage on Erev Shabbos, that's one thing. But if they threw it in the garbage on Shabbos itself, it wouldn't even be mukta. Kal v'chomer, if they haven't thrown it into the garbage at all, it's a tremendous chiddush, even though it's true that the napkins that you put on Shabbos lunch, you don't reuse, even if it wasn't really entirely used, you don't reuse it for Shalosh Shuddis. But still, to say that's mamish mukta is a tremendous chiddush. So I found that Rav Yashiv is quoted as having a different shita in the Shvus Yitzchak in Perek Dalet Os Gimel, Perek Dalet Chelek Beis Os Gimel, and here's how he takes it apart. Kasa Shulchan Aruch, the Siv Zayin Dechaticha Skaris Nishbara Bechal Mikli, Ru'uya Lechasis Bo Klish and Mutaris Betiltel, and Zarka La Ashma Bo Yom, also the Talpala Kimish Betel Miosal Kli. If it was thrown into the garbage, so then the Baal Bais was in Batalit. And then he quotes, as we learned, that that's only if the Kli was broken. But if he threw in a kli shalem, so then we say batel daito. Then he adds, v'nir dim zark bod yom kli chad pami. So if the bailim throw into the garbage a kli chad pami, o bakbuk plastic, lachar shimish mem, batel mem shem kli. Then that will be batel kli. V'kimat da derech lazarkum ashpa lachar shimish mem, lo shayach lomar bazeh batel daito. In such a case, we're not going to say batel daito. So Rav Yashir's position, in my mind, makes a lot of sense. Rav Yashiv says like this. He says, it depends on whether the person threw it in before Shabbos or not. So, if a person throws in the item into the garbage on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case, then that's not called batel daito. That becomes like the cases that we saw before, of the usher throwing in something that's gimel al gimel etzpos, that he throws in the gimel etzpos into the garbage, so then in such a case it's going to be mukta. Be interesting, vamevin yavin, if the ani comes and takes it, that would be, maybe the halacha would be different, vamevin yavin. But in such a case, then there's room to say that he was zorek la'ashpa, then in such a case it's mukta. You could go further, you could be even more makel than Rav Yashiv. You could say that at the end of the day it's a kli, it's a functional kli, it's still not going to be mukta. But here I hear what Rav Yashiv is saying, it should be maybe. I'm putting words into the Shvus Yitzchak, but maybe what he's saying is, it's like something that's gimel atzpos. If the usher throws it into the garbage, so then in such a case, on Erev Shabbos, then it's going to be considered mukta. But you could have gone further and said, no, that it's a kli, And even though most people don't use it, since it's a functional kli, it's not going to have a din muksa. Kimdumani, that this shita makes a lot of sense. That if you throw it in on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, then it's going to have a din muksa. But we've also created a nice kula for ourselves as well. The kula is that it is a kli, that the plastic bottles are kalim, even the napkins that are not entirely sullied are considered kalim. And by the way, even if the napkin is relatively sullied, if it could be used to clean up a mess, so then in such a case as well, there would be room to be makel. So that's Rav Yashin's psak, and it seems to me, in my smallness, it seems to make a lot of sense. Yes.
The chut shani's approach.
Yes.
That's if it's thrown in the garbage on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, right?
So he says, "Ubakbukim rekim shezarkan la'ashba bishabbos." Right. It was only thrown in on Shabbos. That would be muktzah. Then he says, then it would not be muktzah. V'hosef shuadim b'niyar mishimbush v'roy den l'shimush shezarkan la'ashba Shabbos. So it seems to be very similar to what Rav Yashin, the way we read Rav Yashin, right? The way I added words into Rav Yashin comes out. Rav Yashin is that's al psak. And Rav Karel Tzatzal would be similar, but again, we have to ask from the Yodei Itim, you know, if they really were the same sack. But it, in my humble opinion, this middle ground makes a lot of sense. It depends on whether you throw it in before Shabbos or not. But then the interesting shot would be an ani going into the garbage to take those other things out. Maybe as we saw from the Chazon Ish, there might be moon to be makel. One more cheerful topic before we get to another lumdisha topic is this: people are confused about this halacha, so let's do it inside. And that is wet laundry that's wet. So here we have the following halacha. The Mishneh Brura says in Sifkatan Samach Gimel, he adds an interesting halacha. He says, let's see how he connected it to the Mechaber. Interesting psak. The Mechaber says, Cholok shekibsu osa. If you have a shirt that was laundered, v'tachvul bo kana litlos bo liyabsho, and you hung it to dry, yachol l'shamto me'al hakana, you're allowed to take it off from the hanger. I might have thought, in those days, they would have a special hanging kana that was used to put the shirt. So I might have thought that itself makes it muktzah. So the answer is no, you're allowed to take it off. So says the Mishneh Brura, v'gam mayri shenisyavish k'tzas mod yom, but it has to be that it dried on Friday before Bein HaShemashos. D'ima yetofeach amenas letpiach Bein HaShemashos, but if it was wet during Bein HaShemashos, also letalta l'chaluk kol HaShabbos, then you're not allowed to move the garment at all on Shabbos. The migul disk atzoyed bein hashashos atzoyed kuliyoma. So to understand what the Mishneh Brura is saying over here, we need another halacha, as he says. In Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Vav, we learn, Rabosai, the following halacha. And that is that if you have something that's wet, you're not allowed to be metaltel them. That's what the Rama writes in Shin Aleph Mem Vav. Why? We skip these halachas when we're doing schrito, maybe we lose them quickly. We might have touched them very quickly, and that is that we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze. So, what we did learn beferish is that doesn't apply to a towel. A towel, we're not afraid that you're going to come to squeeze, because a towel normally is wet. But other items, you're not allowed to be metalto them, lest you come to squeeze them. Similarly, by the way, unfortunately, there's a terrible custom here in Israel. I shook when an Israeli told me the name, that on Shavuos, Hashem Yirachim, on Shavuos, you know this? On Shavuos, during the day, people have water fights. That's a minig of the Rechov in Israel. You have water what's that?
No, I said
in my own Torah. Ad Kedei Kach, that they said that one of the Israeli fellows in my shul said to me, it's called Chag HaMayim. You know, Sukkot is really Chag HaMayim, but like you said, maybe it's not stuck in my own Torah. So the unfortunately terrible minig that they have, have you ever seen this, Denny? No? That they have water fights. I heard in Tel Aviv it's very, very popular, v'chulei. So, but Baruch Hashem, they're off on, and they're not doing real malacha, so that that would be our hatzdaka. But that's asr al pi din. It would be asr. It's infiltrated even the light religious communities. So that would be asr al pi din, because you're not allowed to wet your garments on Shabbos. Shemu yavo lischot. So that would, someone wants to know. I remember the first time I saw it in the street in Beit Shemesh. I didn't know what was going on. So I was trying to think to myself, how could I explain why it's usher? Definitely it's usher in the Ruach HaTorah. What's that? Oh, so what about walking in the rain? So can anybody come up with an answer? Why is it mutter to walk in the rain and get your garments? We learned an answer in Hilchos Sukkah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, binyan after? But let's say it was Efshar binyan after. No. I mean, you could use that, but that's not what the post can say. Okay, derech lifluch is that. Some say it's derech, because we learned that if you walk to go to your Rebbe, derech hamayim, that's also considered derech lifluch. Taisis calls in kufir alpha and base derech lifluch. So it's a little bit of a chiddush, because we don't think of it as derech lifluch. But Taisis says it in that regard. Now, zor l'inyanenu, we've gotten a little bit off topic in Hilchos Muktzeh. We ended up in, that's the beauty in Hilchos Shabbos. So coming back over here, why am I mentioning this? So this quote-unquote Chag HaMayim would be Aser because of Shema Yavo Lischot. And this could be found in Shin Aleph Mem Vav, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to be metaltel begodim that are wet, and you're also not allowed to make begodim that are wet, that you might come to be sochet, and a towel is an exception. So therefore, coming back over here, therefore the halacha is that it's Aser to be metaltel a beged that you would normally not want wet. And that, Rabosai, is why wet laundry is usher on Shabbos, is muktzeh on Shabbos. We speculate a lot of different reasons, but that's the reason why, because Chag HaMayim is usher. So wet laundry is going to be usher, and therefore it's going to be usher total. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah, you have to follow the bouncing ball. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Ches Samach Gimel, that if it's so wet, that's tofeach ha-menas la-tbiach la-mevin yoven. This is a makar for those poskim who say whether the item is wet enough, that's tofeach ha-menas la-tbiach, it's going to be usher tiltel, because over here the Mishnah Berurah says that the shear is tofeach ha-menas la-tiltel, and therefore if it's on Bein HaShemashos, it's going to be usher. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, so that's in regards to laundry that's wet. So bottom line is, that's a new din, that when you have wet laundry, if it's Bein HaShemashos, it wasn't raw week because you weren't able to be metaltel, it's going to be muktzeh. So far, so good. And here, interestingly, Rav Nemetzal Shlita, I don't know if it's in your booklet, quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Admor Zechron Brach Chayavah, Hitir Lahori Kvisa, Shahisa Ritua Bein HaShemashos, B'yamim Chayim B'kayitz B'eretz Yisrael, She'yedua Me'rosha Kvisa Titbayesh, a tremendous chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman, brilliant chiddush. He said that this halacha doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we know ein muktza l'chatzi Shabbos. So if you know for sure that the laundry is going to dry, so then in such a case, then it shouldn't be muktza. Rav Shlomo Zalman was going against the Mefarish of Psach that the Mishnah Berurah gave. The answer was the Mishnah Berurah was in Europe. And in Europe, Rav Nemetzal also makes these cheshbonos. In Europe, sounds familiar. Ice we had by Melech Sodomis. Rav Nemetzal says that there's, when Tosis says that there's Melech Sodomis, there's no Melech Sodomis. Tosis wrote that in France. Tosis never meant to say in Eretz Yisrael. And you hold an Ikri Dedina, you still need to wash my Machronim. But Tosis, there are many, many examples. Rav Nemetzal, he doesn't, Kedarko Kodesh often won't use Lomdish Svaris. He'll use very, very practical svaris. So in Eretz Yisrael, since it's for sure not going to rain during the summer, this morning actually was a great example. I walked out, it was very, 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 very cloudy. But in Eretz Yisrael, it usually doesn't rain in the summer, so therefore it's not going to be muktzah. Why? Because it's for sure going to dry, and therefore it's ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. So, but when the Mishnah Berurah wrote it, the Mishnah Berurah wrote it in Poland, there the halacha would be different. Okay, yeah.
The wet clothing, is that muktzah? I wasn't sure if that was muktzah machmas gufo or muktzah machmas isra. Like, I thought it was more similar to the kikar than the arat.
Good. And l'may nafkamina? In a chanami. In other words, you're saying, I need to think about your ha'ara. I'm thinking about your. You're right. I insinuated that it would be closer than Muktzanachas Gufa, but I need to think about what you're saying. It might be true. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Or if the clothes got wet on Shabbos.
Oh, so then we discuss those halachos about how you're. It's not going to be muktza per se, but there are halachos of how you're supposed to dry them. In terms of you're not supposed to hang them in a certain place, but it's not fundamentally muktza. This is a din. Amigo discussed ben ashmashas. And then there's also dinim how you're supposed to handle them and how you're supposed to dry them because we're afraid that it looks like.
It's not like a kli that was good on
air. No. And that comes back to Yitz's point that the reason why it's muktzah is not because it's not a kli at all. It's because you were afraid that you're going to come to squeeze out. The halacha says that's us. That brings back to Yitz's point. Okay. Now here, Rabosai, continuing on with this thematic discussion, how you look at Bein Hashmashos, there is another Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham keeps on driving home this point. So Magen Avraham says as follows. He says at the end of Sifkat and Yutet, I would love if you do the whole Magen Avraham, and if you could explain to me what the four letters, Umi Zeye Shlomod, based on the above, he says, you could learn the following halacha. I'm not sure what is Umi Zeh is, so we're going to start with Yei Shlomod, if anybody could explain it to me, please. But the Magen Avraham says, Yei Shlomod, to Hu Adin, Kalim Hamuktim Shinishbu Rishabis, Af Agav, the Achshav Ein Muktzim, Asurim, if you have Kalim, what does he mean, Muktzim Shinishbu Rishabis? He's talking about, it was very unclear to me the first time I read this Magen Avraham. He's talking about Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis. Isn't this cool? Yeah, something that's Muktza Machmas Chisaren Kis on Bein HaShmashos, and then it broke. But now it's roughly to use as a knife. Let's say you had Izemel Shalmila, but it broke on Shabbos. So now you could use, but it's now two sides of a knife, but you wouldn't use it as Izemel, or it becomes jagged. So you definitely wouldn't use it on the baby. But you could use it for something else. So you wash it, you clean it. So now it's no longer Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis. Now it's a regular kli. Oh, is it mutter or not? So it says among Avram, they're not Muktzah. It starts off Bein HaShmashos as Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis. And now it's not going to be... And now it's not Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis. Let me restate that. Asurim. Nevertheless, it's Asur, because Bein HaShmashos, it was Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis. That's how the Magen Avraham paskins. The Mishnah Brura quotes this halacha in Sifkatan Lamed Hey. Mishnah Brura says it. He quotes it, Kasa Magen Avraham, two lines from the bottom. Kelim HaMuktzim Shishbu Shabbos, Afagav Da'achshavei Muktzim Asurim. V'ratzalomar, what does the Magen Avraham mean? It was Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis. The Kishenishpa Shulei Makit Shulasipa Shum Tashafer. Imkein Achshem and Muktzah Kayafi Och Esurim. Migo Diskatsoi. At Migo Diskatsoi, then it's going to be different. So first of all, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Cholek on this Magen Avraham. And the Lomdus will get back to Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says this would only make sense according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be mutter. By Mavin Yavin, it seems that Magen Avraham is assuming that Muktzah Machmas Chisaren Kis has a din like Muktzah Machmas Gufa, and therefore the regular din of Migud Diskatsoi is going to apply, but Rabbi Kiva Eger is Cholek. Okay, now the Tehillah LeDavid continues on. That same Tehillah LeDavid that we started with continues on his point, and then he just continues conceptualizing. By the way, I found that the Tehillah LeDavid is a very, very solid sefer. He does a lot of great analysis in Mineu Bei, a lot of the Magen Avraham. He takes the Magen Avraham, whether he agrees or disagrees, the Magen Avraham often doesn't tell you what the Lamdus is. Magen Avraham will zero in on the Lamdus, and then he'll broaden it and apply it to many other instances. Yes, Yehuda?
I was just wondering if Magen Avraham is understanding like the
Gra. Very good. That Lechura, yeah. Lechura is like the Gra. Lechura, 100%. In fact, in my shul Friday morning, I said that in the Magen Avraham. Yeah. Yes.
Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnah Berurah both bring up the concept of Migo Diskatsoi. Are they arguing or are they just arguing with Gra?
So the way most Achronim read Rabbi Akiva Eiger is that what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying is like this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be right, because Rabbi Yehuda needs a positive hachana. But according to, and therefore you would say Migud Iskatzai, but according to Rabbi Shimon, then it's enough, even though it's Muktzah after the Saran Kiss, nevertheless, there was enough of Achana to not to be considered Muktzah. That's how that's how people read Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Exactly. That's the correct way to read Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Where did I see that? I think we're about to read the Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa's footnotes. Maybe I saw it there. I don't recall where I saw it, but I understand what you're mesupik about, but that became clear to me when I looked in the Achronim. So if you take a look in the Tehillah of David, he says as follows. Continuing on in Dibra Masel Kassel on the Chaber, first word on the line is Daito Mimenu. Va'al pi zen nira. The kli shenase b'shabes mukta machmas l'sarim kis kigon she b'shabes chishe v'leh shaya ome l'schora lo ave mukta kivan she b'in ashmashos lo ave mukta. So he says that a kli that be the inverse of the Magen Avram. That's what this Tehillah David is. It's the inverse of the Magen Avram. You have something that you was a regular kli, and you decided that you want to use it for schora. Right? You had a knife, and you decide, you know what? You realize you got it as a gift, the same knife, and now you decide that you're going to sell it. So then in such a case, it's not mukta, since I'm bein hashmashos, it wasn't mukta. That is the Tehillah David's chiddush, the inverse of the machlokas between the Magen Avram and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. With that in mind, now we're ready to see how Rabbi Shlomo Zalman took apart our whole sugya from today and applied it in very, very fascinating ways. Let's take a look at the footnotes in Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa. Ha'ara Ayinches, a real tour de force over here. Okay. That's where I got the Tehillah David from. I can't say that I go through Tehillah David. So, Rav Neubert quotes the Tehillah David quite often. Kanareh he did. So he says, Va'ayin Tehillah David Simin Shin Ches Sifkotan Tes. By the way, you see how much there is packed in some footnotes in Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa? A lot of everything that we've been doing for the last hour was sort of a hakdama to this footnote. Now, setting everything up was a hakdama to this footnote. Va'ayitil David, the kli shenasa b'shabbos kodesh mukta machmas tzarin kis, kigon she b'shabbos choshev alav shia omen l'schora, lo avi mukta, kiva de bein hashmashos lo haye mukta. Va'ayinu de mikivan sheshuv rotza l'shtam mishpah, Hainu, hoder ichsi, v'arei chozer bo midaito. So originally he didn't plan, and he's chozer from his das. Demeinu rotza l'shtamish bo b'shabes al tzor kufa shakli, lo avi hoder ichsi, v'adera v'maksim midaito shlo l'shtamish bo. Okay, so that's the shita of Tehillah David. He applies it in Shin Lamed Aleph, not our interest right now. V'shamati me'agrashaz, v'yesh lomar, v'kemo shematzinu b'shayari matlonios. Just like we see that when you throw out the kli, if you're an ashir, dim zarka mishabes lo nasa mukta elim kein zarka mevod yom. So how did we start out with today? That we said that if you throw something out, but it's after bein hashmashos, then it's okay. So who adin? In other words, not mukta. Who adin nami acha kivan shelo nasa shum shinui biguf achefetz ela rak yichdu l'schora. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says he's not sure that the Tehillah of David is right, because we learned that if it's a kli that's ra'ui, so then in such a case, if you throw it out on Shabbos, it doesn't do a change. So too in the inverse, you can't change it in the other direction as well. Ella hagrashas is stopping. But Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure. The Efsha de Ligriyus Armin Shapir de Bemtsa Shabbos Lo Pakashem Begit. Mashenkin the Malyusa Shapir Nasim Mutsa. So he said he hears the Tehillah of David, but he's Mesupa. Dahainu, that maybe Once we see that on Shabbos, that by throwing it out, you don't bring it down, you don't knock it down. So too, by deciding that you're using it l'schora, you won't knock it up. Or maybe you can't knock it down into not being a kli, but knocking it up, you wouldn't be able to. L'chura, I like Rav Shlomo Zalman's bikoret, his criticism. Sounds like in the end, he was trying just to defend the Tehillah l'David. Although Tehillah l'David was aware of it, he himself quoted that earlier in the same piece. So the Tehillah l'David himself would need a pshat. Okay, that's one level. Now this discussion sounds quite academic, not very much l'maisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman then made this pretty l'maisa. But ochemach me'agrishat, just one more, is it qualification, Meisha? Want to clarify? If it's a hashlacha, then I'll come back to you another. Just here you need ritzifus, because there's a lot of cheshvin. This that we say that davar shav omed l'schora is muktzah machnas disarnkis. Haynu dafkin rots ritzono l'taltlo or l'shtamish bo v'shul da'zir l'schora. So Rabosai, what would we say about all the above? Based on all the above, if you have a knife that was omed l'schora, it's in your store, and now on Shabbos you decide you need a knife. So what would we say? We would say migu dis gatzoy lebein hashmashos is gatzoy lekuliyama. According to whom? According to Magen Avram. According to Magen Avram, once it was muktzah machmas lisarin kiss. So then, in such a case, it's going to be aser. So, yeah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this: Haynu dafkim ritzona letatul eshtamish bo v'shul lazir l'schora. That's only if you want to use it and then bring it back l'schora. Masha enkein im ritzono likach b'shabes sakin o mazlei litzarko l'chalutin o litno l'chaver l'chalutin afogad b'nei shroshu sayos l'tatlo b'nei shikar l'schor omed afilu hachi shari. He says that would be permissible. Then he says, I, Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that change, that you can't change a sakin shel mila and turn it into a regular kli in the beginning of Simon Shin Ches. When does Rabbi Kiva Eger say that you can't take an izemel shalmila and turn it into a regular sakin? That is, you can't say that you're changing its usage. But here, if you're using the knife as a knife, so then, of course, the Baal HaBayis is allowed to change how he's using it. That you're certainly out to do. Asher kol okeach mishtamish bo kishlam ezchara. V'gam nira de'ena chom miklishu muktzah machnas l'sarin kis v'nishmar b'shabes. That even though the Magen Avraham is rachmir, Rabbi Kiva Eger is mekel. So here, what Rav Shlomo Zalman does is a lot of fancy footwork based on the above. Dainu. He says as follows. He says that the general rule of thumb is that whatever you did before Shabbos, that's going to be koveh. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins that if you have a sakin shel mila and you decide that you want to use it as a regular kli on Shabbos, that's going to be aser. That's going to be aser. And that's going to fit in with everything we've had in the above from the Tila L'David, etc., etc. However, he says, that's only if you decide to change the usage of the item. But what happens if you decide to leave the item exactly the same, but you are not using it anymore for schora? So he says that is going to be totally in the Magen Avraham versus Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Magen Avraham, who we learned in Sifkat and Mem Aleph, that says that the halacha is that if you have muktzah machmas lisarin kiss and it breaks, so it's still going to be aser, then he's going to hold it's aser. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said that Allah is at mutter, he's going to be hold that it's mutter. He says this is Rabbi Kiva Eger Lishitaso in a few places. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is being a little bit brazen in this regard, that he's disagreeing, he is passing against the Magen Avraham. He is passing against the Magen Avraham, and it was quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, but that's a fascinating application. And therefore, if you take a look, many, many poskim quote this psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. For example, Rav Nevinsal, not surprising, Rav Nevinsal, in his Aharis, quotes it. Avol davar she'omed l'schara ein okein. Sure, he said davar she'toli b'daito. That's entirely toli in his das. And there we don't say migu diskatzoi. And then you have to go back through all the lumdas of what we started out with. What does migu diskatzoi do? What does migu diskatzoi not do? Bottom line, you make a cheshvan, you tell me if everything fits. But bottom line is it comes out like this. That many Kitzer books quote, it's somewhere here in the Shmur Shams Kilchasa as well, that it's not so common, the Shaila, but it comes up. If you have something that's only the Schora, and you decide that you want to use it on Shabbos, it's, then in such a case, you'd be allowed to use it, and we don't say, since it was used the Schora going into Bein HaShmashos, it's going to be so to be us. So this is relevant for people who have businesses. This comes up very much for caterers. A caterer, even by the way, the schor is not only going to be always be that you have a business, but if it's your business item and you only use it as a business item and you decide now to switch on Shabbos, would that be mutter or not? Yes, Maisha, and then Jacob. Yeah.
On that with the adult from before.
Yes.
I think the schor, and I think you say that when you're going down, you're trying to say that it's not actually anymore. And that's called the Lezos Kolam, and they don't let you do that when you throw it out into the garbage. But when you're going up, you can't say about the Lezos Kolam, you can't say that, oh no, you can't make this for Spider. If he says it's for Spider, then that's it. And why can't he upgrade? And the reason, the Svara to say that he wasn't able to upgrade because he can't downgrade, the downgrade has an opinion about the Lezos Kolam, because if he goes into the Ashba, but it's a Kli, then we don't care what he says.
Interesting.
But going up, what's to stop him from declaring something as Spider? It's not, like, not
right.
There's no Batalezos Kolam, right, and you can say that it's not Spider.
Right, but what about the. Right.
So Svara doesn't fall through.
Right. But what about the fact that Migu Diskatsa? You're saying that Migu
Diskatsa.
That wasn't right. Yeah. I like what you're saying. It's actually going to work out very well with Shlomo Zalman's Maskana as well, that you could change it in the other direction, the Kula also.
Right? He didn't like that part, though.
No, he didn't discuss the Tila David. I looked for this. Tila David discuss the inverse? Does the Tila David discuss? I originally in my notes had it your way, but does the Tila David discuss what happens if you have something that's schora and you decide to use it for regular on Shabbos?
Well, I was talking about before that. I was just talking about the schora that you can't knock it down, you can't knock it up. I just didn't see that character.
Right.
Because the Svara is about the like those called them, which is the Svara that we see.
Right, I hear what you're saying. That's nice. That's very, very nice. Okay, Rabosai, let's now go to the next topic. Yichud Kli for Ishtamshus. Now, this is a very, very different type of sugya. Again, Rav Torsky's line, each sugya has its own dynamic. Here, the appropriate way, it seems to me, to learn it is we have to learn it well through the Beis Yosef. We start with the Beis Yosef, see the different Agdoras, and then see how we paskin. In contrast to the previous sugya, it was much less. Beis Yosef oriented in terms of the at least the end part of the sugya. Yes.
Just back to cutlery for a moment.
Yes.
Or the milk carton. Is Rav Shlomo Zalman's understanding of Migu Diskatzoi what allows him to turn a milk carton into muksa or the plastic milk bag on Shabbos? I mean, you could say the mugging up to the extreme. You could say this plastic bag, which had been totally mutter,
right,
won't become muksa.
Right. No, the reason why we don't say that is we learned that the halacha is that a kli that's not a kli at all, then you don't even need migu diskatzoi to make it moksa. That's how we start out.
It's not a kli chazak.
Right, and that was Atila Dov's opening point. That we saw. That was what we saw in the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Yud Zayin. That's how the Tila Dov conceptualizes that when you have something that it's not, when it becomes not a kli at all, then in such a case it's moksa. Because you're right. Then otherwise you have to steer it. That's what the Tila Dov was bothered by.
No, there wouldn't be a steer for him anyways.
What I mean by a steer is that there are times that it's not going to be dependent. It's going to be dependent on Bein HaShmashos. So the answer is that when we're talking about whether it's the Das HaBailim, then Bein HaShmashos is important. Then we're talking about the Chayfetz, so then Bein HaShmashos is not important. That's what I was referring to. Yes, Jacob.
So can we categorize something that's stating that you're planning to use it as a matana, and the same category as the Sora? I feel like the it's a more common case, it's you have something you're going
to... Right, so no, that no, matana would not be that. Would not be that. So the problem with matana is to give matana on Shabbos. Is to give
so
matana.
That you're, no, you're planning on getting later. And how it's designated.
Because it's been designated for that,
if
so
you
then...
you plan on seeing someone this week and you have something...
Right, right.
On Shabbos, let's say you want to start using, is that the same category as only the scorers?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But it is interesting... It is interesting that it could be that such a something like that, you're miyached makom, you're not using it, right? That was, I don't know. I don't recall seeing any literature about that, about whether a matana. That's a very interesting question. I would need to think about that. A matana, whether it has a din ipso facto din of muktzah machas ksaron kis, because you're not going to use it for anything else, so it should have a din of muktzah machas ksaron kis, and then become, then gets involved with. What happens if you decide to do it on Shabbos or you decide to change it on Shabbos? I haven't seen anybody call it Muktzah Machmas Kisaron Kis, as far as I know. Okay, so the Gemaras that we're going to be analyzing, I'll give you just where the Gemaras are, we're going to jump right into the tour, are on Daf Nun and on Daf Kuf Chav Hei Amud Beis. Let's take a look and see how the Rishonim, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, deal with two different. And at first glance, maybe contradictory Gemaras, and then see how the Rishonim solve it, see how then the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, which Rishonim they choose to go with, and then see how it applies halach l'maisa. The Torah says as follows, Charyos shel deko. If you have palm branches, shekotzitz on l'sarfa, they were cut l'sreifa, muktzenein, if they were cut up to, for firewood, then muktza, v'asal l'talkal, and it's aser to be metalkal. Yashav aleim me'at mebod yom, but if you sit on them, mutar leishav aleim b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. We'll get to later on that here somehow you're not just doing negiyah, but you're going to have to be moving it because we've learned that negiyah is mutar when it comes to muktzah. V'kol shekein im chishav aleim mebod yom leishav aleim afilu v'chol o shekashram leishav aleim. Either if you do a maisa, or if you decide that you're going to sit on them, then that's going to be enough to make them no longer muktzah. See, here we have a rule of how to undo muktzah, and that is either das or a maisa. So we're going to go about this by seeing the psak mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch in Seifim Chaf and Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, and then we're going to compare. All we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch, then we're going to compare these different psalms. So the Mechaber says, Charyos shel deko shekatzim l'sreifa muktzenein deru muktza v'asal talklam yashav aleim b'od yom mutter leishav aleim b'Shabbos. If you sat on them erev Shabbos, then that takes something. So what we're doing is we're taking something that started out as muktzah machmas gufa and we're turning it into a kli. That's the magic that we're doing now. The previous magic we were discussing is what qualifies as undoing it as a kli. That was the magic. Now we're taking something that isn't a kli and we're turning it into a kli. V'kol shekein k'sharim leishav aleim, certainly if you tie them, o chishav aleim b'od yom leishav aleim afilu b'chol. Now this ad kan b'tur, what you have in the next few se'ifim, chaf aleph, chaf beis, chaf gimel, we're just going to do chaf aleph and chaf beis, is really the Beis Yosef's applications of the difficulty on this psak of the tur that comes from the Gemara on Daf Nun. In other words, that you're going to have a Gemara in Kuf Chaf Hei that is going to create problems for this psak that we saw in Sif Chaf. So Sif Chaf is based on the Gemara, and what we're going to have is Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis are going to be other Gemaras that need to be reconciled with the psak in Chaf. So what does Chaf Aleph say? Aval, but when it comes to Nidbach Shel Avonim, if you have a pile of rocks, Afal Pi Shechashav Alav Mibod Yom, even though you decided you wanted to use it, remember, what did we say about the palm branches? We said the palm branches, all you need to do is to be choshev alav. So here the Mechaber says, even if you're choshev alav bod yom, that's not enough. Asa leishev aleim, elim kein limdum, then you have to set them up. That's the psak of the Mechaber. Chav beis. Asa lechasos ki chavis be'even, o bibikas, o liska ben esadel, salachas ben barza. Similarly, chav aleph and chav beis are similar. You can't just take a rock and use it to cover a barrel. Afal pi shechashav aleim b'od yom, even if you thought to use it b'od yom, aser elim kein yichda la'olam. You have to decide that you before Shabbos that you want to use it as a stopper. So you have a rock. Now, rocks are used as stoppers. By the way, this is L'maisa. Rocks that are used as stoppers, you're not allowed to take a rock on Shabbos, because that's Muktzeh Machmas Gufo. But if you decided to use it as a door stopper, that's enough. Avol Yichlo Shabbos Ed Bilvad Lo, but you can't use it designated only for this Shabbos. It needs to be the Olam Void. It only applies to a rock that's normally not used as a stopper. In those days, they didn't have nutcrackers and had people open nuts. They just picked up the first rock they saw and they smashed it. So then it leads to a lower level of yichud. For one Shabbos, it's enough. And some say you need to do a maisa. Okay. This Yeshom Shetzarach Yasa B'Maisa is actually the position that the Beis Yosef himself seems to advocate in his own Sefer. And that is, the Beis Yosef is bothered by a stira. Take a look in the Beis Yosef, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Shin Ches Chaf Aleph. Kosav Rambam, Nidbach Shel Avonim, this Chlis Rajbi, we're going to go a little later today, okay? Because Thursday we won't have shir. So Kasa Rambam the Perikaf Hey Nidbach Shelavon Shechisha Logan Bod Yom Im Limdum Mot Mutter Leishav Aleim Lamacher Vim Lav Asur. So the Rambam says you need to set up the stones. So what's the problem? The problem is it's a Beferish Gemara Kuf Chafei Mabez that we saw that you need to do a Maisa. Yet, when it comes to Chorio Sheldekel, you don't need to do a Maisa. So what is the level of Haktsah Chiyuvit, of taking something that's a Muktzeh Machmas Gufo, and turn it into a Kli, how much Haktsah, or probably a better word would be Hachana, how much Hachana do you need to do? What type of Hachana do you need to do to turn something that's not a Kli into a Kli? So says the Beis Yosef, Dibra Amasel V'li Nira, V'li Nira She'afapi She'hishmet Harif Din Nidbach, it's obvious that there's a difference between Chorios Lavanim. Must be that there's a difference between the two. What is the difference between the two? So the Magen Mishnah, two lines above, in the Beis Yosef says, Deshani Chorios Deika Dekaimel Yeshiva. Deika Dekaimel Neitzim. He says like this. He says, palm branches are sometimes used, palm branches that fall down were common for people to sit on. And therefore, since it was common for people to sit on, so it depended on the machshava, the Baal Bais. And therefore, if you have machshava, then that's going to be enough. Stones were generally not used to sit on. And therefore, the Gemara Kuf Chaf Hei describes the story of Rebbe and the discussion whether Rebbe needed a Maisa to sit down on the stones. The Gemara seems to say in the end of the day that you do need to do a Maisa to designate, and that's because when it comes to the stones, it's not normal to use it without a Maisa. So it depends on what you're talking about. And this is what the Mechaber is paskening. The Mechaber by us that we saw said, when it comes to Chorio Sheldekel, all you need is either a Maisa or a Machshava. Yet, when it comes to the Avanim, both in terms of setting up the Avanim, as well as using an Evan to put on top of a barrel and so on, there he said that you either need a Maisa or Yichud La'olam. It's not just enough to think about it. You need to entirely change your Maisa. You need to be Miyached it La'olam. And some say you need to even do a Maisa for the stone. Continuing on in the Beis Yosef, in Chav Beis, he explains a little more. V'ha de'ein azmana mo'ola even la'sosa kli hainu b'she'ena miyachta l'kach avu kol sh'yichta l'chasas fo kli u'kiyotza ba mutu l'talto. The next thing the Beis Yosef says is, if you don't do a Maisa, but you're miyached it that way la'olam, so then that would also be enough. And he proves it when it comes to dirt. When it comes to dirt, to use, let's say, in the bathroom, So the halacha is that dirt is normally muktzah, but if you're miyached that dirt la'olam, it's going to be mutter. By the way, let's jump to halacha l'maisa, sand in a sandbox. So then that's exactly this idea, that sand is normally muktzah, but once you put sand into a sandbox, so you're miyached it. I remember as being a young man, I was confused. Why isn't sand normally muktzah? So the answer is sand in a sandbox is not muktzah, because they're miyached it la'olam for it. If you miyached l'shabbos achas, that would be a real, real shayla. Generally, it's miyached l'olam, and then in such a case, it would be fine. Ad kan hapsak shel Beis Yosef. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, and Darkei Moshe said, the Beis Yosef learned up the sugya, this is how he reconciled all problems, and then he writes a Beis Yosef and says all the halachas the way he wants, based on how he learned up the sugya. But he says, that's not how everybody learns up the sugya. Take a look at the Darkei Moshe, Sifkat and Ches. Darkei Moshe in both areas is cholik on the Beis Yosef. Area number one we're discussing now. V'kasa shekein dasa rif v'arash, avol b'mardachi, it's true. He was following the way the rif and rush learned the sukkah. However, the Mardachi says, de'ein chiluk bein avonim l'charyos. V'adarabah, kasa v'yesh amrim, dafka b'charyos shel deka pligi, mishum demizizin kishiyoshev alem. Avonim shari de'ein mazizin. V'temahani shel ohevi Beis Yosef divrei ha-mardachi, uksas mashon kein ba'aram. That says the Darkei Moshe, it could very well be that you could be more makel on stones, but certainly stones are no different than charios, and all you need is das. At the end of the day, charios, there's room to be more machmir because it moves, but when it comes to stones, you could be makel, and therefore all you need is das, even when it comes to stones. And that's what you have in our Ramah. You take a look in the Ramah in Sifchaf Aleph, V'yesh omrim v'din avonim k'din charios v'chein ikar, that the Ramah is makel, that using das is going to be enough. Interestingly, the Magen Avram says that he doesn't like the Ramah. He says that it's pashut, that we're more machmir. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, Saul will accept the Magen Avram halfway. This is my interpretation. If you would prefer to have a different way of being minasefid, I'm open to hear from you and say there. But the Magen Avraham says, I'll accept the Ramah halfway. The Hainu, that when it comes to either stones, or when it comes to palm branches, Yichud Olam, La'olam is going to be enough. So you don't need to do a Maisa. So this is a big heter, Rabosai. And that is, you don't need to do a Maisa, as long as you're miyachidit la'olam, that's going to be enough. Why? Because the Magen Avraham assumes that we paskin that you, and we're going to see in a moment, we saw that remez to that in the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef held that when it came to the rock on top of the barrel, if you're miyachidit la'olam, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So even though the Beis Yosef spent 50 lines differentiating between when you do when it comes to stones, you need a maisa. In the end, when it comes to stones, he says that yichud la'olam is also going to be mutter. Now, the Beis Yosef was backed into that corner because that's how the Magen Avraham paskens. That's how the Magen Avraham paskens. The Beis Yosef was backed into that corner because the Beis Yosef has a kasha. You should have thrown a rock at me. That what? The rock of Evan shall pi achavis. Evan shall pi achavis. Evan shall pi achavis. I'll never forget that I had been exposed to Rav Ilson Shlita, but I had friends who had learned in the yeshiva. So Rav Ilson came to give a guest shir in YU, and he was giving a beautiful lamda shashir. And then all of a sudden he said to the guys, he said, you should have started throwing, I couldn't make out what he had said. He said, you should have started throwing rotten tomatoes at me. He said, the whole beautiful swara I said is so difficult. And he was upset, and why didn't anybody ask him? Asking the kasha. Anyhow, so you should have thrown a rock at me. What from a Farish Gemara? What rock should you have thrown at me? Should have thrown at me the halacha of Evan al pi achavis. That what's the halacha? That Evan al pi achavis is considered muktzah. Maybe we haven't spent enough time yet discussing it. But Evan al pi achavis, the halacha is.
No, but it's that put it, there not to be used on Shabbos.
What's that?
Wasn't it put there?
No, it was put there to be used on Shabbos. What's that?
I thought it was munach not to be used.
No, no, no. Take a look at Beis Yosef.
That's the point of it. If it was put there to be used on Shabbos.
Take a look at Beis Yosef. You could learn how you're learning, but intelligent but incorrect. Take a look. Beis Yosef Chav Beis. V'hadein azman emorol le'evin lasos akli. Haynu b'sheinim yachta l'kach. Avakosh yichta l'chasis ba kli ukiyotza v'mutu atatla. D'lo gar mimachnis malek ufas v'afesh asbach l'sachav. V'ush yichta l'kach l'olam. Avol, here it is, Eli. Avol yichta l'shabes u'bovad lo mahani. Dahainu ahi d'miniach chavin al piachavis d'nasis basis l'davar ha'asar. You take a look, that's the Mishnah. On Kuv Beis and Mebeis, the Mishnah discusses that a rock on top of the Chavis is considered a Basis L'davar Aser. The question is, but you had an Evan and you were Miyachid. And it was put there for a reason. So he says, L'fishalo yichta kach la'olam. It was put there, it wasn't Miyachid, you weren't Miyachid it forever. Now, what Revelli is saying is not impossible. Revelli is saying that that was a case in where you didn't want it there. But the Beis Yosef learns that it was there, but he wasn't miyached it lolam. That's how the Beis Yosef learns. So anyhow, so the Beis Yosef says that it's going to be considered muktza in a case in where you're not miyached it forever. But if you are miyached it forever, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So that's where you see that the Beis Yosef transitions, even when it comes to rocks. If you're meyached it la'olam, it's going to be mutter. V'amei v'nyavin, it's a little bit difficult to what the Beis Yosef said earlier in regards to nidbach shel evan, because there he said you need a maisa, but he segues and he says yichud la'olam. And that brings us to our psak lahalacha. And that is that the Ramah himself was mekel, and the Ramah says that the halacha is that all you need is das. The Mishnah Brura paskins that you should have yichud la'olam. Even not yichud for one Shabbos is not enough, and yichud la'olam in certain instances for the Beis Yosef is enough, and that is how the Mishnah Brura paskins at the end of this halacha. In Sif Katan Sadi Zayin, he says, "Haynu mashem u'asham sif beis da'afilu ba'avonim sagi biyichud la'olam." If you take a look, it's come out mefurish in the Tur in Simin Reish Nun Tes that yichud is going to be enough, and that's the second hasaga of the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says at the end of Sif Katan Chav Beis, Ule Ilsim and Reishon Tes, Mashma Divrei Tur to be Yichud Sagi, and the Tur seems to say that Yichud is going to be enough. You know what? Let's take a look. Let's turn over there. If you take a look at Reishon Tes, it seems that when it comes to the Tur himself, passing, it comes to a rock, that would be enough. All you have to do is to be Miyached. Here he's talking about putting Avonim around the Kedera. In terms of Hilchos Hatmana and so on, va'osin shenosa avanim ulevenim savavekdera yerush etzrichin yichud. You have to be miyached the rocks beforehand. So here the Mashmalos says that all you need is yichud. So the Mishnah Brura says as follows. He says really the pashas of the Torah was that he paskins entirely against the Beis Yosef and says that all you need is yichud, and therefore he says if you do yichud la'olam, certainly that would be l'chol adeos. And therefore, that's how we paskin. And the Mishnah Brura then concludes, but since the Torah himself seemed to say that yichud for one Shabbos is enough, b'shas hadchak, one could be mekel that yichud for one Shabbos is going to be all that is necessary. Okay, let's apply some of these halachas. So therefore, Mishnah Brura, taf tzadi dal sivtes, shavuos, chag nachag amayim, chag matan Torah seinu. So the minhag is to put out flowers on Shavuos. So flowers are generally muktza. So Mishnah Brura says they're not muktza. As long as you are miyached, then in such case not muktza. So therefore, bottom line, Rabosai, flowers on Shabbos are not going to be muktza. You do have to be a little bit careful in terms of the water and moving around if it's sitting in the water in terms of it causing it to water better. In terms of Zoreya, but in terms of Hilchos Muktzah, as long as you are miyachidit for Shabbos, you don't even need to do a Maisa, as we saw, that is going to be, it's going to be enough. Again, l'chatchila, doing a Maisa and l'chatchila being miyachid la'olam would be suggested. A broken telephone, Dirshu, Ha'ara 104, I think it's the older edition, a broken telephone. So how are our kids who are age of chinuch allowed to play with a broken telephone on Shabbos? So the halach is yes, that as long as you're miyached it out from a klishum lachto l'iser for a hashmish heter, that's going to be permissible. Similarly, in regards to a psaka Reb Shlomo Zalman all the way in the back of your booklet, the Shoel asked a strong question to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Badner asked a strong question. And Reb Shlomo Zalman just repeats the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now we could sort of appreciate Reb Shlomo Zalman's psak, and in a moment you'll be able to appreciate Reb Badner's question. He asks, Kli shem lachto le'iser, sheyichto leheter, ha'im tzarech ma'isa yichud. Do you need to be miyachet? Reb Shlomo Zalman said, no. Im omed gam l'shimush ha'mutter, el shezeh miyut, mistaber desagi biyichud greda. As long as it has a shtamshus l'miyut for heter, then that's going to be enough, and all you need is yichud. Why did Reb Shlomo Zalman say miyut, that it's used biyichud greda? So here, Reb Badner introduces a chumrah, and I'm not sure how to reconcile these two issues. Reb Badner is working off a psak of the Ramah. In Shin Yud, the Ramah says the following. The Ramah that we've already done about a kis, about a wallet. So Ramah says, V'lachain also taltal kishamos. You're not allowed to be metaltal the wallet. Now we had a machlokis last time, whether a wallet is considered muksa machlas klisar and kis or klisham lachtal issa. So the Ramah paskins is a klisham lachtal issa. But is there a way to turn a wallet into klisham lachtal heter? So the answer is no, it's generally klisham lachtal issa. But what happens, says the Ramah, im osa ba maisa shepsacho milamata vesilkom min ayichud. If you do a maisa to change it, you open up the wallet and you now use it for, and you begin to show that you're going to use it to hold other things, and it's not going to be used as a wallet, then it's mutter. So that's what happens over here in Rav Badner's question to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, the Ramah says that you need to do a maisa over here in Shin Yud on the kis. So he asks Rav Shlomo Zalman whether every single time you need to do a maisa, or is yichud la'olam enough? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, in that case of the wallet was never used lehetter. But if you have something that it's miut of its usage is lehetter, then in such a case, then it's enough just to be miyachi. You don't need to do a maisa. So I leave off with a tzarech iyun. I'm sure there's an answer out there. I just lo zachisi. And that is that we concluded the Mishnah Berurah that said that yichud la'olam is going to be mutter. And the Ramah himself was the Baal Nemra that says that Yichud La'olam is mutter. Yet, the Ramah, by kis, seems to be machmir and says that you need to do a maisa. And hence, Rav Badner wasn't absolutely meko. Rav Badner did not say, like we said in the case of the deer shoe, that as long as you decide that the broken telephone is going to be used for the kids, that's going to be enough. You don't need to change the telephone. All you need to do is decide that it's a kid's telephone now, and that's going to be enough. Yet, when it comes to the Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak over there, he's going to be meko. The Yoser Mizeh, the sefer that Rav Shlomo Zalman went through with Rav Nevensal, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he's meko like the way we presented in the Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look in Sifim Mem Dalid and Mem Hei, let's take a look at a summary of our sugya. So here the halacha is as follows. Dover Shum Bechlau Muktza, Perichof Sif Mem Dalid, Dover Shu Bechlau Muktza, Machmas Gufa, all the way at the end of the booklet. Va'asa Taltalo, Im Yichdo Mibod Yom, Lashimash Kavua Mutter B'Shabbos, Mutter Letaltalo, V'day Liyichudo B'Machshava. Simin Shinches, Mishambura Sif Katan, Sadi Gimel. So it's enough to be Miyachet and with Machshava, and that's going to be fine. And then he has the psak of the sandbox, and he says the sandbox yichud la'olam is going to be mutter. So I leave off with a tzarech iyun. Why Reb Shlomo Zalman? It could be that Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Nevensal does this all the time. Reb Nevensal answers the question based on the premise that you started with. So almost always the premise that he's starting with, he answers the question. He doesn't look at when you're asking him a question, he's passing for the whole world. He's helping you in your learning, that you made an assumption this way. If it's an illegitimate assumption, there isn't any shita that holds that way, so then he won't understand what you're asking. But if you make an assumption, which is a legitimate assumption, he's going to answer the question based on your assumption. Many, many, many a times I've seen it. Is it confusing? Yes. That's part of his humility. If you ask Rav Asher Weiss, there's two different Gedolei Torah. If you ask him, he's not going to answer based on your assumption. He's going to tell you what he thinks. Boom, straight between the eyes. But Rav Nevinson won't do that. Rav Nevinson will just answer based on your assumption. You know, if your assumption is within a legitimate range, he'll answer. So it could be Rav Shlomo Zalman was also like that, from my understanding. So it could be Rav Badner was assuming this Chumra of the Ramah. So Zalman answers him based on that Chumra of the Ramah. Whether that's going to be, what he's going to tell Rav Neuver a few years later to put into the Sefer Lav Dafka. So maybe that's the answer. So in terms of what was Soiv Dato, this happens all the time. When you have questions that were asked to Rabban and people write down the answers that they got, a lot of times it's not always, even in the B'Yitzchak Yikare, there are times that I found that he wouldn't necessarily, what he wrote there, he said in the Shir, wasn't necessarily, yeah.
Just to clarify the question,
yes.
The question was over here, why do we need a mesa?
Yeah, why in Shemiel? Exactly.
Could you say that when it's coming against a Tishmach to the Isser, it already has a designation of Ishtamach to the Isser, and you want to change it, there you need to do a mesa.
Yefemod.
Right?
Excellent. And the Shmur Shabbos Kilchus, so it's talking about Muktzah Machnas Gufa. Yefemod. I think what you said is that
it's...
Everything is beautiful, right? Because I said there's got to be an answer. Nachon. Excellent. So what Feivel's helping us out over here. Feivel's saying that the answer is that the Ramah in Shin Yud was talking about a wallet that had a din of Kli Shem Lach Del Isser. So then in such a case, to change it to Heter, then you're going to need a Maisa. But here it's Muktzah Machnas Gufo, and then that's going to be fine. So everything now really does work out. If you take a look in the Dirshu in 104, there they talk about a klisha malachto le'iser, and there also the discussion is not just simply das, but whether its usage has been changed. He quotes there from Rav Eliyashiv, kli chashmal she'eskalkel u'regilim ha'yilodim l'sachek bo kagon telephone ha'mekukal. So you have a telephone that you once used as a klisha malachto le'iser that broke. So here Rabbi Yashiv says the following chiddush, that's muto tatal sachek kivan shiragilim bekach. So since they have now already, the kids have started using it, then that's enough. So I was originally bothered, why would it be that the kids need to even be regilim bekach? Just changing your mind is enough. So according to the way Feivel is saying, it works out really nicely. Just simply doing a maisa is going to be enough. And then Dirshu, they conclude, even if you weren't miyachid. So that's even a little bit of a larger chiddush, that when it comes to kli shem lach to the isur, the ikar is changing the tsuras hakli in terms practically as opposed to your das. In contrast to when it comes to an item that's not a kli at all, then to turn into a kli, then you need yichud makom, kaftar v'ferach.